अध्यायामोद्धवलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकमीश्वरीम्। We saw in the previous sutra, Narada saying that Tanmayaha, a bhakta, a true bhakta, his mind will be filled with Ishvara, his life will be filled in and out with Ishvara. So we also saw as to what would be the outcome, what would be the result of such filling Ishvara in our minds. So in one word, the output is Anandam. Kamakrodha Vyuktanam Yatinam Yatachetasam Abito Brahma Nirvanam Vartate Viditatmanam. For a person who has known the self, who is beyond Kamakrodham, who through proper control of sense organs, proper control of the mind, directing the mind towards the Atman, he realizes the Atman. Such a person, around such a person, bliss will be dancing. So bliss or anandam is a one word with which we can explain the state of realization. So what would happen to the entire world? So anandam with respect to oneself, a person will become blissful. So what about the world? Okay, around such a person bliss will be there. Is it just around such a person, vicinity of a person? No, it is throughout. This entire prithvi will become blissful. So Narada says, Modante pitaro nrityanti devataha sanata cheyam bhur bhavati. Modante pitaro, the pitaro. Pitaro means four fathers who are there in Bhuvaloka. So they will be modante, they will be very happy, they will be very pleased. They will be pleased. Why they will be pleased? Because once a person realizes, that realization or the fruit of such a realization goes to many generations. So the generations of people, generations before, generations after. If even sannyasam is said like that, if a person takes sannyasam, many kulas, many generations are saved. So what to speak about? Brahman. Nasya brahma vitukule bhavati. In such a person's kula, a person who knows Brahman, in such a person's kula, there will be nobody who doesn't know Brahman. That means there will be nobody who will not get anandam. Of course, getting anandam and experiencing anandam is two different things. A person will know Brahman, but their knowledge can also mean just paroksha jnanam and not aparoksha jnanam. So there are people like who are in the family who have met Amma, but they know Amma as well, but they don't have experience of bliss, because a person can choose not to apprehend. So whatever is available, a person can choose not to use. So the even though electricity is there, there are plug points available, we can choose not to use anything in that plug point. And even if the plug point is, or a bulb is plugged into the plug point, we can choose not to switch on the bulb. So that means that option is there. So that's the reason why many people are in the same family, in a spiritual family, but still they are not realized. They don't have anandam. But anandam is readily available, and therefore the entire family will be blissful. They will get bliss, at least temporary bliss, temporary happiness they will get from such bhaktas. And nrityanti devataha, devatas will be dancing. So devatas will be dancing. So we hear about in the Puranas about stories when Mahabali is being blessed by Vamana, the devatas are waiting. And when Devi kills various asuras, we see devatas coming in the sky and offering flowers. So all those we see, that means devatas will be very happy. deltas will be dancing, because when a person realizes it's a light, the light is there for all the lokas, it is not just one or two lokas, all the lokas will be benefited, all the beings will be benefited with such a person. So we hear about a dog, like once when Amma was giving darshan in Bombay, a dog came and the dog was standing in queue for darshan. So they chased away the dog two or three times, still it would come back and stand in queue. And the next time when it comes, it won't jump queue, but like it will be standing at the back of the line. So and then Amma said that is a sadhu. It is a sadhu who is coming for darshan. So we also read about Lakshmi, the cow named Lakshmi, as well as various dogs in Ramana Maharshi's life. So that means everybody will be benefited. It's not one or two person. So Nrityanti Devataha Sanatam Sanata Cheyam Bhur Bhavati. So this Prithvi will get a leader. So we see, like we always see that such jnanis, such mahatma, such bhaktas are always leaders. So they will be leading people. They will not be idle even for 1 minute. So we see that like they will always be surrounded by people. They will be guiding people. They will be instructing people. They will be imparting knowledge. They will be imparting wisdom. They will be imparting bhajans and other things. So they will be leading people. So leading in means they are true leaders. A true leader doesn't just give advice. A true leader walks the path. So a true leader leads by example, not by advice. So such Mahatma, such Bhaktas, they will be leading this entire world, entire earth. So it means everybody will be guided by them, everybody will be protected by them. So that means, which means that since there is a leader, earth itself gets a leader. So all these literally mean that everybody will be benefited by a jnani. So if we think that can one person change this entire world, can one person change the sorrow, the suffering, recently Hurricane Bill, so all those sufferings, can those be eliminated by just one person? So Amma gives a story. There was a village where bandits used to frequently kill people, steal and do all those stuff during night, because there used to be no electricity in the village. And there used to be no light during night, therefore bandits used to roam around at night very easily. So one day one person decided that he would hang a lantern outside his house. So he put it and like it, he thought, it doesn't matter whether this entire village is benefited or just one person is benefited, it doesn't really matter. I'm just going to put this lantern outside my house. So he did that. The next day, like the neighbor was looking at it, he felt, okay, it is very good. It looks good as well. It will also benefit by bandits not roaming around. So he also hung it. So seeing this, the third neighbor, he also thought like it is beautiful, and he hung it. And similarly, this spread, and the entire village put lantern, and due to the light, bandits stopped coming. So that means one person's actions helped in eliminating the bandits or eradicating sorrow. So this means that even one person is enough. So if there is one Mahatma inside a room filled with hundreds of people, so if the 100 people or 99 people are sad, this one person being blissful, very happy, looking at that person, other people also will become blissful. So bliss, we have heard that there are many addictions in life. So worldly passions, those are addictions. Smoking, drinking, adultery, all those are addictions. But the greatest addiction, the greatest contagious disease that spreads, and it is, which is very, very, very addictive, is happiness. So if we look at a person happy, we'll automatically get addicted to it. We'll automatically get attracted to such a person. So it very easily happens. So that is what we see. So the addiction or the contamination or infection of anandam is something which is very strong. That if there is one person in a room who is blissful, looking at the person, other people also will be able to get bliss. So one person in a room can change the sad face or the sorrow of all the people in the room. So similarly, so if there is a Mahatma in this world, there will be anandam spread everywhere. Such a person will be a light shedding the light, or sorry, lamp shedding the light of anandam. So wherever the person is, such a person will be able to give anandam to whoever is there. Whether it is animals, whether it is human beings, whether it is plants, everybody will be able to experience the bliss. So we see Amma kissing and embracing snakes, even snakes. So Ramana Maharshi used to give bliss, or tigers used to remain calm in the presence of Maharshi. So this means, this shows that anandam is something which will come out of a bhakta, out of a true bhakta, out of a bhakta who is filled with Ishvara, and that anandam can be experienced by anybody who has an open mind. So the criteria here is open mind. So many people go to such Mahatmas and they say, okay, I don't feel anything great. So why? Because they go with a closed mind. They go there for with a lot of questions, asking for this, asking for that. They go for testing the Mahatma. So all those, like even asking things from a Mahatma is also like having a closed mind. So open mind means having a blank mind. So Sai Baba says, like, come with open hands, I'll fill them with bliss. So we have to go with open hands. Draupadi tried calling up Ishvara by holding on to her sari. Krishna didn't come. Only when she let go of the sari, when she was free, she fully called out to Ishvara, Ishvara came. So that means if we go to a Mahatma with all notions, then we will not be able to experience bliss. Our desires will get fulfilled. So ye yathamam prapadhyante tam tateva bhajamyaham. So with whatever desires a person comes to me, I'll fulfill them. So that means the desires of such a person will get fulfilled. But those desires will only give temporary bliss, temporary happiness. Why? Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukkha yonaye evate adyantavanta kaunteya nateshwaramate buddha. So the worldly passions or worldly objects, whatever happiness they give, that happiness is limited, that happiness is not permanent. It is limited, it is temporary. It is temporary because it has a beginning and an end. So since it has a beginning and an end, therefore it is not eternal, therefore it is seed of sorrow. Since it is limited in time, that itself means that we will brood over whatever we have experienced, therefore it will be source of sorrow. So we will not be able to get eternal happiness, eternal bliss from worldly desires. Only Ishvara, there is only one entity in this entire world that can give us happiness, which is Ishvara. And that Ishvara, if we have to attain that Ishvara, we have to go with an open mind. So if we go with an open mind to Ishvara, Ishvara will fill them with whatever has to be filled. So Ishvara will fill. So if we tell Ishvara, oh Ishvara, you fill whatever you feel. Ishvara, what can Ishvara fill other than bliss? Because Ishvara knows only bliss. Ishvara is blissful. Ishvara knows only bliss. Ishvara sees only Ishvara everywhere. So for Ishvara, there is only bliss. So he can only fill with bliss. So he'll fill it with bliss. So if we go with desires, what will happen? Those desires will be fulfilled. So along with those desires, all the other sorrows will come today. This problem A is solved. Tomorrow, problem B will come up. Day after tomorrow, problem C will come up. Problems will continue. Problems will not end. Problems will never end. Why problems will never end? Because as long as we see or we seek the world that we see, the world which is Namarupam, there will be problems always, because the world itself is mithya. It is something which is not real. Since it is not real, it will cause more and more problem. Day by day, problems will only increase. When one problem vanishes, another problem will rise. Only Ishvara, Brahma Satyam, only the Satyam, Satya Vastu of Ishvara can give us bliss. And that bliss, we will be able to experience in a Bhakta's presence. And if we strive to become such Bhaktas, and through Ishvara Kripa, we attain that bliss, then we'll be able to remain blissful. We'll also be able to give bliss to others. Whoever is there in our presence, they'll be able to experience bliss. Of course, we don't have to worry or think about giving bliss to others. It's not about giving bliss to others. It's about experiencing bliss, fulfilling our life, experiencing bliss or rejoicing in bliss. That is the purpose of life. That is the purpose of life. That is Janma Safalyam. Our Janmam, our life will be fulfilled only when we experience bliss, because that is what we are seeking. That is the goal of life. Until and unless we achieve that, we will not be able to get any peace of mind, any satisfaction, any contentment, any bliss. Our life will have a voidness in it. And if we should not have that voidness, we should strive to become true bhaktas, fill our mind with Ishvara. Yat karoshi rashna siyat juhoshi dadasiyat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam. O Arjuna, yat karoshi rashna si, whatever you do, whether it is eating, karacharana kritam va, kayajam, karmajam va, shravana nayanajam va, manasam va, paradam. So, whatever aparadam, whatever I do, I am doing it as an offering to you. Atma tvam girija matis sahacharaha prana shariram graham. So, I can remember all those shlokas. Kaena vacha manasendriyerva buddhyatmana va prakritesh svabhavat karomi adyat sakalam parasmai narayana eti samarpayami. I offer everything to Ishvara. Ishvara arpidam naichaya kritam. Offer everything to Ishvara, everything, all actions are an offering to Ishvara without any craving for fruit. Ishvara Smarana itself is enough. So if we are able to do such action, then we will soon like pervade our life with Ishvara. Tanmayaha, Tanmayatvam. We'll attain Tanmayatvam where our life becomes filled with Ishvara. And when our life becomes filled with Ishvara, we will get the eternal fruit of Anandam. And when that happens, our Janmam will be Safalam. We will attain Janma Safalyam, and that is the goal of life. So may Amma bless us so that we may be able to experience bliss by becoming a true Bhakta. We will continue in the next day. Namaskar.